the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, making his way over. And I will flip over my notes. I got lots to talk to him about. Your Bemidji State Beavers winners here today by a final of 2-1 over the Minnesota Gophers, forcing Game 3. Coach, congratulations on a very gritty well-earned performance by your team.
Beavs aren't done yet.
No, they're not. Tomorrow's another day.
Beavs aren't done yet.
No. This team, their great attitude, that never quit attitude, never die attitude, knew what was on the line here today.
I couldn't be more proud of them. Just to give up that shorthanded goal late in the second period and to withstand Minnesota's push early in the third. We found a way. Nelly threw one at the net. We talked about having a little puck luck. We got a little bit. We got a break. But then what a great job. How about Lauren Miller down there at the end of the game, just single-handedly killing all that time off. And that's just unbelievable leadership. And just could be more proud of this group.
Well, I was just saying how this senior class coming in from last year, those 22 wins, had high expectations. The adversity that your team has faced has made them stronger and grittier in situations like this, don't you think?
Well, I tell you what, it was, again, against a very good team. I don't think they've lost this year in Red Arena. So, for us to come in here and get this win to force the game three, it's pretty special. And we're looking forward to it. That group wants more, so we're looking forward to tomorrow.
Brittany Mowat made some highlight reel saves throughout the game, but especially in that first period, with your team leading 1-0, she came up huge for you guys today.
Oh, no question. You're not gonna beat this team in this building without great goaltending. And this is, third time she's won in this building. One was a shootout win, but whatever. I mean, she's, again, just a phenomenal goalie, and she proved it again today.
You guys got on the board in that first. The great play by Lauren Miller and Cicely Nelson found Thibodeau out in front. Those kind of plays are the kind of plays the Gophers typically make. You need to do more of that, obviously, to win these games, but that 1-0 lead definitely changed the momentum for you guys.
Oh, it's huge. For us to get a lead, obviously, for us to score is big, and then to have the lead, it just puts more pressure on them. And then you never know. Maybe they open it up. Maybe they make a mistake. But a great play by Nelly to get the puck in the blue paint. And, we talk about that all the time, just get the puck to the blue paint, create chaos, and there was some right there to put it home. And, again, I thought we managed the second period extremely well, certainly helped by the power plays that we had, but I thought we did a pretty good job of not letting them have a lot of zone time, and it was just unfortunate to give up that shorthanded goal when we did. We got some players caught out there that were tired, and we turned the puck over, and it was just, again, to have that happen, to be able to come out, withstand that early pressure and then to come up with a goal like we did from a senior, Nelly, that was huge.
Very disciplined performance too by your team to stay out of the penalty box. Only one penalty called against you guys. Your penalty kill on there didn't give them a single shot.
No, our penalty kill was outstanding. Yeah, there could have been a couple others that they could have called, but I mean that happens. That's going to happen in games. But I thought our power play did a nice job of really creating some momentum for us. We had unbelievable opportunities in the second period. I thought the power play did a great job there in the third. And we didn't get anything on it, but you can change momentum with a good power play. And I thought two occasions that certainly happened today.
As far as wins, this one's huge. Obviously tomorrow, another day, and hope that your team will move on. What do you guys need to do to?
Well, I tell you what, if somebody said, would you take playing on Sunday? I said absolutely. All the pressure's on them. All the pressure's on this team out down here to our left because this is their building. Everybody expects them to win. If you want to say we're playing with house money, whatever. I mean, we're just going to come out and just keep playing the way we play. And again, with Britt and goal, we're always going to have a chance. So we just got to come out. Don't change anything. Just keep playing with the same intensity, the same focus. Stay in the moment. We'll be all right.
Coach, congratulations again. It's been a
Thanks,
fun
Kelly.
Ride. Let's keep it going.